KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Doug Davis, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The House is approving its version of the annual defense bill. The National Defense Authorization Act passed 219-210, with four Republicans voting against the bill and four Democrats voting for it. Passage of the measure was thrown into doubt with the addition of conservative amendments on abortion, transgender rights, and diversity and inclusion initiatives. Major League Baseball will kick off its All-Star Weekend in Seattle, Washington, with the first ever HBCU Swingman Classic. The game will showcase 50 players from historically Black colleges and universities. More than a combined $1 billion is up for grabs in this weekend's major lottery games. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth an estimated $560 million. And not to be outdone, but Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is at $875 million. And that's the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the accident guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the accident guys to speak with a real expert attorney for a free consultation.
Matters turns 10, and KBLA Talk 1580 is proud to be the exclusive media partner of the People's Justice Festival. This Saturday, July 15th, 12 to 6 p.m. in Leimert Park, come join us as we celebrate the life-saving and history-making work of Black Lives Matter to help bend the arc of the moral universe toward justice. There will be live music performances, a children's village, giveaways, vendors, a healing justice space, Skillshare, and amazing speakers, including Green Party presidential candidate Dr. Cornel West, live on stage at 4:30 p.m. For more information, go to blmgrassroots.org. That's www.blmgrassroots.org. Dominique DePrima and Tavis Smiley will be main stage hosts throughout the day, and the KBLA Talk 1580 delegation will be out in full force. So, join us this Saturday, July 15th, 12 to 6 p.m. in Leimert Park, as we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Black Lives Matter. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580. Plant my seeds now, I'm rooted. Brown skin popping, I'm rooted. Can pull the hood out me, I'm rooted. Rooted, nappy head, rooted, rooted. The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about those things that don't get talked about enough in African-American households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on a Saturday morning, you catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. And speaking of living your best life, our word for the week, or our message for the week, comes from Phoebe Moore Campbell. And here's what she had to say. She had a dream for a mental health resource service center for African Americans and other minorities, and this dream came true 20 years ago as NAMI Urban LA. What she told us was, no one wants to say, the person I love is not in control of their mind. But people of color really don't want to say it because we already feel stigmatized by virtue of our skin color, eye shape, accent, and we don't want any more reasons for anyone to say you're not good enough. So I want you to tell a friend to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen to this station anytime, anywhere, because we've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580, and this is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. And Leimert Park is home to the nation's most progressive organization in the mental health arena, NAMI Urban LA. And we are pleased to have in studio with us this morning, Harold Turner, Executive Director for NAMI Urban LA and Commissioner for the LA County Board of Health. And with Harold this morning is Adrian Bosley, NAMI Urban LA Special Events Program Manager and Certified Instructor in Family-to-Family Mental Health First Aid and QRP. And on the hotline, we have Ellis Gordon Jr. We all know Ellis for his career in finance, banking, and community business development, but Ellis has a special connection to NAMI Urban LA. And Ellis, we're going to start with you this morning. I'd like for you to tell us why we're celebrating 25 years of BB's dream and how it all got started, the why and how of this great dream came to fruition. Ellis, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you so very much, Reverend Gerald. Basically, BB and I became aware of mental illness in 1998. Before that, we had no idea what mental illness was, and that's when one of our loved ones was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Some of the symptoms had been present for several years earlier, but we just thought that we had a rebellious teenager. Our first reaction to learning that our loved one had a mental illness was shame. And we tried to hide the fact that our loved one had a mental illness. But as the symptoms started to manifest themselves, BB knew that we had to seek outside help. The seminal event that galvanized the need for such outside help for us was the birth of our first granddaughter in 2000. Allow me to digress. BB's dream started as a gathering of six Black women: BB, Nancy Carter, Lynn Goodloe, Bunny Council, Bill Helen Graham, and Judy Elder. They discovered that they all had loved ones that were diagnosed with mental illness. The gathering morphed into a prayer group, which served as a catalyst for getting together socially for dinner and relieving stress through other activities. For BB being an author and accustomed to doing research, she came across the National Alliance on Mental Illness and found out that said organization had an affiliate in the Los Angeles area, which was NAMI Westside. So BB made contact with the affiliate and started attending their family-to-family classes, gaining valuable knowledge about how to deal with loved ones diagnosed with mental illness. She was so inspired by the knowledge that she acquired while attending these classes that she became certified as a trainer. On with this training, she came back to the prayer group and encouraged them to take the family-to-family classes and also to become certified as trainers. Having received that training and becoming certified as trainers, the group of strong Black women, you know, when six Black women get together and they're strong, they decide.
You can say that again.
You know, they can move the world. So they decided they would need to have this information, knowledge, and tools available in their community, hence the formation of an affiliate initially called NAMI Inglewood, which held meetings in a community center graciously provided by Dolores Gibson, who at the time worked for the Department of Children and Family Services, and she's now a board member of NAMI Urban Los Angeles. Once established, it was discovered that there was a need to serve Latino and community, and Korean communities as well. Therefore, the affiliate changed its name to NAMI Urban Los Angeles to reflect outreach to communities of color. The chapter now is one of, if not the largest, affiliated with a minority board of directors out of the 1,500 offices that NAMI has. And also, through BB's advocacy for mental illness education and erasing the stigma, she became... she brought more recognition to the national NAMI. So in 2005, inspired by her efforts and to end stigma, she and a longtime friend suggested dedicating a month each year for her efforts. The duo started to go to work, outlining the concept for National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month and what it would entail. After BB's passing in 2006, Linda Warden-Board, who was a classmate of hers at the University of Pittsburgh, Courtney Lang, friends, family, and allied advocates reignited that cause. In 2008, through the hard work and the authoring of a resolution by then Congressman Albert Wynn, who was another Pitt classmate, July was designated as the B.B. Moore Campbell National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month by the United States House of Representatives. And in an effort to ensure the continuation of recognition of that month in B.B.'s honor, a task force has been established. And each year we have a symposium that deals with mental illness issues and making sure that we erase the stigma, but not her name.
Ellis, thank you so much for that history lesson. There are probably many who did not know all of that information. Most of us in the community are familiar with NAMI Urban LA right here in Leimert Park. And we're going to go a little deeper into a lot of the programs and services that NAMI Urban LA is providing for the community as we continue our conversation in studio with Harold Turner and Adrian Bosley when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
In our community, mental health struggles can sometimes go unnoticed. The suicide rate among Black youth has risen faster than any other ethnic group. Only 1 in 3 African Americans who need mental health care receives it. African American women are only half as likely as their Caucasian counterparts to seek professional mental health services. Even those who guide us spiritually can sometimes face their own challenges. 45% of pastors say they've experienced depression or burnout to the extent they need to take a leave of absence from ministry. As people of faith, it's time to acknowledge it's okay not to be okay. You can pray and get help. Visit normalizehelp.org for more information and resources. Join us in raising mental health awareness in our community. Funded by the Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health and the Champion Counseling Center of Faithful Central Bible Church.
Are you looking to steer your career in a new direction? Driving for Culver City Bus can be your ticket to a long-lasting career with excellent benefits and paid training. Culver City Bus is looking for customer service and safety-minded bus operators to join the growing team. Culver City Bus offers on-the-job training starting at $19.10 per hour, uniform allowance, and health benefits. Culver City Bus is a great employer. Let Culver City Bus connect you with an essential service job. If you enjoy driving, seek real opportunities for career advancement, and passionate about making a difference in the community, then you are invited to join the Culver City Bus team. Start your journey today by submitting an application at culvercity.org/jobs. For more info, visit culvercitybus.com or call live customer service operators at 310-253-6500.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
My
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And this morning, our guest is NAMI Urban LA. You heard from Ellis Gordon Jr., who gave us a history of how BB's dream got started and how 20 years later it's still impacting our community. And now I want to talk a little bit to Harold Turner and Adrian Bosley, who are on the ground working right now to make sure that this dream continues and that it provides the services our community needs in the area of mental health. So, Harold, let's start with you. I know you've been on the show a few times before, but let the people know a little bit about your background and some of the programs and services that NAMI Urban LA is providing our community.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us, and we're happy to be back here again. NAMI Urban, like most people in NAMI, you know, I came to NAMI Urban Los Angeles when I had a loved one diagnosed with mental illness. You know, prior to that, you know, I was an IT professional, had worked in that field for many years. Didn't have any particular knowledge of mental illness, but when it invades your home, it's hard to ignore. So you have to put yourself on a quick education course of what I thought would be quick. And I tried to find as much information I could and find out the nature of my loved one's illness, what was the prognosis for that illness, how long would it last, what could I do, what kind of resources did I need, all of these things. Unfortunately, it took me 9 years from the time she was diagnosed until the time I found NAMI. And frankly, you know, I wasn't really that interested in trying to come to NAMI at that time. I thought I had collected enough information over these 9 years that it was now time for action and all of that. But NAMI was the first place I found where people were finishing my sentences when I'm talking about and seemed to anticipate my objection or my next argument or my next question. I'm like, this is amazing. So I'll come another week. So I came another week, and the weeks just started to flow by after that. And then it became sort of a family project. You know, we really got involved with NAMI. I finished the NAMI Family to Family course, which is sort of our flagship offering for educating families about mental illness, what it is, what it isn't, how it progresses, you know, how do you talk to people who are mentally ill, all of this. So I finished that course, and I became a teacher and then a trainer and went with that. And it wasn't just educational for me, and it was really transformational, you know, for me and my entire family. You know, it taught us how to navigate all of the pitfalls that you can run into when you're trying to navigate the mental health system, which has a lot of potholes in it. And that's the thing we're always cognizant of at NAMI Urban Los Angeles. And I try to encourage people to call. Don't feel embarrassed to call. Anybody who picks up the phone in NAMI knows exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
You know, so you don't
been there,
have
done that. They know. They know what to deal with.
They've been there, so you know they're definitely you know, in tune with your situation and will engage with you to get you, you know, educated, connected with resources to try and get you through this time.
Harold, what you mentioned, or you encourage people to pick up the phone and call NAMI. You know, there are a lot of mental resources out there, but NAMI Urban LA was came together for our community, and basically because, as we know, the stigma that's associated with mental illness in the Black community is a little stronger than it is in other communities,
Absolutely.
And we resist admitting, oh, they are right. They're, you know, like you say, we just got a rambunctious teenager, or, you know, they'll be fine, or being in ministry, I hear, you know, Jesus will fix it a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you have to educate people and let them know, he'll fix it, but he's going to fix it by giving you the information and resources you need to take action on your behalf and on the behalf of your family and your loved one. So what have you found to be the way to get people to get off that seat that they're on of holding this information, keeping it in-house, to actually reaching out?
Yeah. So, you know, what we say in the, you know, in the community is just by keeping it real, mm-hmm. you know, being honest with people, speaking to them, you know, from a perspective that they are familiar with. You know, over the years in with NAMI Urban Los Angeles, we've had African Americans drive weekly from as far north as Ventura to a county that said, you know, you have a NAMI right there, a nice one in Ventura.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Not about us.
You know, and they come from as far south as San Diego to drive up every Saturday to get that cultural perspective. A lot of things, you know, that is mutually understood without a whole lot of, you know, trying to understand if they really get what you're talking about, because we get it, you know, and so we encourage people to, you know, just speak it out. And we know about the difficulties in trying to navigate the mental health system, especially in, you know, in the Black community. And we know what it's like to try and navigate multiple broken systems at the same time. The criminal justice system is another focus for us, because we know that African Americans are more likely to go to jail than they are to go to the hospital.
Right.
You know, so we have to be prepared to help families navigate that and try to release some of their anxiety, to give them a process. Here's how the process will work. You know, you don't have to sit and nothing moves fast. This is what it is. This is the next step. This is what we need to be prepared for. And it's amazing what that does to for families. Yes.
Yeah. So we also have with us this morning, I want to use the phrase new kid on the block, but I don't know if that would be appropriate because she's a lovely young lady, Adrian Bosley, who is joined the family at NAMI Urban LA as Special Events Program Manager. And she's also a certified family mental health first aid instructor, and she knows a little bit about QRP as well. So, Adrian, introduce yourself to the Urban Family Focus family and talk about your function at NAMI and why you're so passionate about what you do.
Thank you, Reverend Gerald, for having us today. Well, actually, I met Mr. Harold, I think, back in 2011, somewhere up in there. I was working for a women's health organization for Black women and girls. And so in terms of advocacy around health, one of the focus areas was mental health. And so I met Mr. Harold and learned about NAMI and the family class. And like so many of us, we have friends, loved ones who have a mental illness. And so I said, I think it would be great for the organization to host family-to-family classes. So I took the course. However, we were in leadership transition and we never had the opportunity to start one. But I continued to volunteer for NAMI. So I've been volunteering with them off and on for a few years. And I just got hired. So yeah, volunteering you all sometimes can get you hired. Okay. And we are looking for volunteers. We truly are always looking for volunteers. And so then recently, NAMI offered me the opportunity to get the training in mental health first aid and QPR as a volunteer. And that was pretty awesome opportunity for me to have that certification so that I can go to schools, I can go to community organizations, businesses, which I have so far, churches as well, which we know sometimes the stigma is heavy. But I wanted to say that the stigma is not just heavy in our community. It's heavy in the Asian community, in the Latin community, in the Indian community. So I mean, this whole thing about mental illness is impacting us all. And that's why it's so important that BB wanted to focus on indigenous populations and cultures, you know, because we need the healing just as much as anybody else. And we need to have that culturally informed perspective addressing those issues with our community.
Yeah, you're right. The stigma does affect everybody because nobody wants to look within. Nobody wants to see the real issue. And they feel if there's something wrong with my daughter or my son or my husband or my wife, that there's something wrong with me. And my message to people is there's nothing wrong with anybody. You know, when you get any other illness, the cold, cancer, whatever, it's not anything wrong with you. There's a illness that you have that needs to be treated.
Yes.
So that's the big thing, is that nothing wrong with him. He all right. No, no, no. There's something wrong with everybody. We all get sick. We all have issues.
There's some dis-ease there going on.
There's something
on.
That's going to happen. So we just need to treat it like we treat any other illness and get treatment for it and talk to somebody that knows a little bit more about it than we do.
Yes.
Because if you don't, tragedy can strike.
True.
And as you know, having the knowledge in QRP, you know, one of the things that we as black people don't commit suicide as often as other races. But right now, black teenagers are committing suicide more often than other races. So that shift is changing. So talk a little bit about, because a lot of people probably don't know what QRP is. So okay. Tell us a little bit about that part of what you do.
Sure. QRP stands for Question, Persuade, and Referred. It's a training to discuss it's a training to make you what they call a gatekeeper. So you can actually engage and speak to a person who may be considering suicide. And one of the things that I learned is that the language has changed because of the stigma of suicide. They're no longer saying commit suicide. Mm-hmm. It is they died by suicide mm-hmm. because the stigma of like they committed a crime. Or something mm-hmm. like that.
Exactly.
So we're just saying people died by suicide. And one of the things that I learned in the training is the myth of if you ask a person, are you thinking about taking your life? Or are you thinking about ending your life? That you're putting the thought in their head to do so. But mm-hmm. that is not the case.
Right.
Actually mentioning it or saying it actually may give that person a, oh, wow, someone is seeing me,
mm-hmm.
someone is recognizing something is going on with me, mm-hmm. and that might open the door. You know, ask a person, do you have a plan? Because sometimes people do have mm-hmm. a plan. Those kind of things might open the door to help them realize that someone concerned, someone cares, so then you can persuade them to get some support. You know, and then refer them. And it's really sad because oftentimes, you know, in our society, you know, as black people or African Americans, we feel a lot of the pressure. I think, I don't know if it was Fannie Lou Hamer says, like when the country gets a cold, the black community
gets the flu. Right, absolutely.
You know, and so right now, with COVID, coming out of COVID, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of people, if you don't have those family connections, if you don't have that sense of balance in your life, you know, you may subscribe to what the other people are doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes young people are going on social media and seeing what people are doing on TikTok that are unhealthy
mm-hmm.
and they find themselves doing it.
Right.
You know, and it's really important for us to have that balance as a people. And it is really tragic. So we really need to embrace our young people, you know, engage with our young people,
mm-hmm.
have creative expressions. That's why the arts are so important,
right.
And we need that. It's healing for our community, and our children need those basic, you know, extended family vibes that I remember growing up with.
Right.
That
right.
help us so we can catch each other before we fall.
That was the motivation for Urban Family Focus, is to deal with the issues that we as families don't deal with. And those of us who've been around a while, like I won't speak for you, but I've been around, you know, 70 years. So, you know, we remember the dinner table.
Yes.
Something as simple as the dinner table.
Yes.
Most of us, our families came out of the South. That was a part of our daily experience.
Absolutely.
Today, that's not a part of these young people's daily experience. It's a McDonald's bag. It's not sitting down at dinner talking about your day, what happened, how you feeling. We don't have that connection at the level that we once did as a community. And that's what makes NAMI Urban LA so important, because if you don't talk to your children, if you don't get an understanding of what's going on and have a resource for you to
yes.
get the information you need, they're on their own,
yes.
basically. And we don't want them to be on their own. We want yeah. them to be in a situation where they can get some help. And that's why BB's dream, 20 years later, is providing that help to our community as well as other minority communities.
Absolutely, because their mind's not fully developed yet. That's why they need you. They need adults. They need coaches, teachers, other people to help guide them through this life.
Yeah, I read something because I do a lot of addiction counseling. As you know, 70% of those who are addicted also have a mental illness diagnosis, mm-hmm. a dual mm-hmm. diagnosis. So you're right. You know, people don't get that recognition that they need soon enough, and they're,
yes.
and they're able to move in the wrong direction. So we're going to continue this conversation with NAMI Urban LA. We have Harold Turner, executive mm-hmm. director, and our new bright shining light, who's the head of events and programs. We're going to talk about some of those things when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Disagree without disrespect.
Make your point and keep it pushing.
Let's do this.
Listen and learn or talk and teach. Talking and listening around the clock.
Around the clock.
Around the clock. KBLA Talk 1580.
I'm Doug Davis, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The House is approving its version of the annual defense bill. The National Defense Authorization Act passed 219-210, with four Republicans voting against the bill and four Democrats voting for it. Passage of the measure was thrown into doubt with the addition of conservative amendments on abortion, transgender rights, and diversity and inclusion initiatives. Major League Baseball will kick off its All-Star Weekend in Seattle, Washington, with the first ever HBCU Swingman Classic. The game will showcase 50 players from historically black colleges and universities. More than a combined $1 billion is up for grabs in this weekend's major lottery games. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth an estimated $560 million. And not to be outdone, but Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is at $875 million. And that's the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the Accident Guys to speak with a real expert attorney for a free consultation.
KBLA Talk 1580 is dedicated to empowering our communities by providing progressive talk radio for our audience. We strive to be an intersectional voice for the voiceless. As a Black-owned and operated station, we are committed to highlighting diverse perspectives and creating safe spaces for meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has something unique to bring to these political, economic, social, and cultural conversations. And we don't shy away from the hard conversations about current events. We endeavor to be a beacon of hope and understanding while boldly challenging listeners to think more deeply about difficult topics that impact us all. With this in mind, our mission statement at KBLA Talk 1580 is simple: to create an inclusive platform that promotes civil discourse through honest dialogue and encourages personal growth among our listeners so they can become the active agents of change. Our vision is to establish ourselves as the premier radio network with relevant programming across the beloved community, connecting people through shared experiences and collective power for lasting impact beyond these challenging times.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision-making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
1455 Frazee Road, Suite 1050, San Diego, California, 92108. CordellCordell.com.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Less money for the exact same thing. Hope this is clear enough. Consumer Cellular, when freedom calls, they're here to answer. Switch today and get a second month of service for free. Go to consumercellular.com/freemonth and enter promo code FREEMONTH. Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5 gigabyte data plan and unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023. Promotion subject to terms and conditions.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to
talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you that we keep us safe. The Center for the Pacific Asian Family was founded to help address domestic violence and sexual assault in the Asian and the Pacific Islander communities. The Center for the Pacific Asian Family's mission is to build healthy and safe communities by addressing the root causes and consequences of family violence and violence against women. They are committed to meeting the specific cultural and language needs of the Asian and Pacific Islander women and their families. CPAF's vision is of an Asian and Pacific Islander community that embraces healthy relationships and works in partnership with other communities to eradicate all forms of violence. To access services, volunteer, or for more info, visit nurturingchange.org. At KBLA Talk 1580, we believe everyone deserves to be safe. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
I'm tired. Options are few.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And this morning, we're talking to Harold Turner, executive director of NAMI Urban LA. And we also have Adrian Bosley, who's joined NAMI, has been working with NAMI as a volunteer. Now she's a member of the family, dealing with our community events and other training. Earlier, we heard from Ellis Gordon Jr., who was there from the beginning, and he gave us a little history on BB's dream and how it came to pass. Before we came forward, Adrian, you had, were talking about suicide, and there was a point that you wanted to make that
yes,
you didn't get
absolutely.
To.
Yes, thank you. Actually, part of the Minority Mental Health Awareness Month celebrations, we are having a QPR suicide prevention training for free. For free, and mm-hmm. it's at 12 noon. So anybody who's interested, you know, go to our website, NAMI Urban LA, mm-hmm. and you can just go on and get some knowledge so we can help heal this issue around suicide.
Okay. And speaking of being interested in mental health, if there's anybody out there that has a question, I got two people in the studio with me and one holding on the phone that can answer that question for you. Mm-hmm. So give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. 1580. We do have a caller on line one, but before we go to that caller, Harold, you mentioned something earlier that I want to bring out while we still have some time here, and those are some of the barriers that families face in their quest to get help for themselves or their loved ones. Highlight how you navigated and the best thing we can do to help people navigate those barriers to get the help they need.
Yeah, there are a lot of barriers, some intentional, unintentional, that can get in the way of our ability to get the help our loved ones need. NAMI is very active in the advocacy area. You know, the state laws and initiatives that come out all affect our ability to react to mental illness in our families and our communities. We've been very active in putting in things like the assisted outpatient treatment program to do outreach to people who are not connected with mental health services. One of the pillars of the Mental Health Services Act has to do with prevention and early intervention. Very important when it comes to young people. One of the saddest things about mental illness is that it steals so many productive years from our young people.
Yes.
So the sooner we can get those issues identified and get them connected with services, the more likely they are to move down the road of recovery and minimize the impact that this mental illness will wreak on their lives. So that's a very important move for us. And we don't have to talk a lot about it. We have a number of program and services that we provide at NAMI Urban Los Angeles. You know, far too many for us to go in here, but we do have a special area, what we call youth and young adult programming that we do. And actually, you know, the QPR that Adrian was just mentioning is a part of that. We do that. We are increasing our outreach to schools. In particular, you know, in this area, we're exploring different approaches. So we take a more systemic approach to getting in contact with schools, getting in contact with young people. We have a program called Ending the Silence, which is addressing kids at the middle school stage, either getting them to talk about mental illness, talk about those things. You know, my loved one was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia at 21. But in later conversation with her, and she was in recovery and doing better, she told me she actually had her first break when she was about 15, but didn't talk to anybody about it.
Right.
Didn't tell anybody about it. You know, because a lot of kids, they, you know, they want to do their own thing just like everybody else.
Exactly.
You know? So, you know, nobody wants to have that outstanding thing, and especially, you know, when they learn about it, the stigma around mental illness is the number one reason people won't seek help. You know, it's, you know, stigma, and NAMI defines as invisible mark of shame or disgrace.
Right.
And no one wants to be associated with that, especially young people.
Exactly.
You know, and it's a, at a particularly vulnerable time in their lives.
Yes.
So we need to get track that. We have a lot of school-based programs to start NAMI chapters on campus, you know, at high schools and colleges. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know, you can go to our NAMI website if you want more information on that, or just give us a call at 323-294-7814.
All right, we're going to give that information out again. We have a couple of callers online. So first, let's go to line one. Jackie Bradley, you have a comment or question for our guest today?
No, I really didn't have a question. I was going to share my testimony.
Absolutely.
About how NAMI helped my loved one. He was diagnosed July of 2019, and I didn't see it. He was diagnosed at 30. But as so I took him to the doctor, and they were the one that confirmed it. And I did a 51-50 hold. And it was just heartbreaking to know that something like that could go on with my loved one and I not see it. So fortunately, the psychiatrist, we were in a session and I was crying and didn't even know it. And she slipped me a NAMI card while she was talking to him. And I was asking her, is this for him? She said, no, it's for you. And I walked into NAMI and it was like a breath of fresh air. Everybody in there knew exactly what I was talking about and they were able to walk me through it. So I always say to myself, my son's illness or that episode that happened was the best thing that ever happened to us because I was able to see it and NAMI was there. So to this day, everybody that was in that class, they're my NAMI family. Mm-hmm. They're not blood family, but they're my mental health family, and I'm just grateful for them and anyone that's going through it. I would recommend, don't be embarrassed, don't feel that there's no one there or no one cares. It's a lot of people that care and there's help.
It's getting, you know, you mentioned the doctor and the diagnosis. A lot of people, you mentioned a psychiatrist, but a good place to start, as it is with any illness, is with your regular GP doctor. Talk about how you feel and talk about what your experiences are, and they often will be able to refer you to places like NAMI, places, you know, to other mental health professionals, and get you that information that's so important, that this is no different than any other illness that you may contract. We all know that the number one cause of mental illness and addiction is trauma.
Yes.
And I say it on this show all the time. Show me a group of folk anywhere in the history of the world that have been subjected to more consistent trauma than African Americans in this country. I'm not a history buff, but I can remember studying all of it, you know, Holocaust, you name it. I'm talking consistent hundreds of years
yes.
of trauma.
Yes.
So it's a wonder that, well, I'm not a wonder. We all got issues, some greater than others, some more apparent than others. But we need to come together as a community and realize that NAMI Urban LA and other organizations are out there to help us and guide us through something that we call it abnormal. But if trauma is the cause, it's a normal reaction.
Yes.
So we're going to, we have another caller holding. We're going to get to Margaret. We're going to get to you when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Hollywood Walk of Fame stars in 2024. Stay tuned to find out who's in next year's class. I'm Aisha Cairo with your KBLAC Minute News. A new group of 31 entertainment professionals across film, television, radio, recording, and sports entertainment will have their names etched into Hollywood's history in 2024. One of the most celebrated names on the list was the beloved Chadwick Boseman. Others for the class of 2024 in Hollywood Walk of Fame was this year's Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh in the motion picture category. Other notable names include Chris Pine, Gwen Stefani, Andre, Dr. Dre, Young, Otis Redding, Christina Ricci, Brandi Norwood, Harry Washington, and more. The dates for the star ceremonies have not yet been scheduled. To find out all 31 inductees, visit youtube.com/walkoffame.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580 joins you in standing for voting rights. When We All Vote is a leading national nonpartisan initiative on a mission to change the culture around voting and to increase participation in each and every election by helping to close the race and age gap. Created by Michelle Obama, When We All Vote brings together individuals, institutions, brands, and organizations to register new voters across the country and advance civic education for the entire family and voters of every age to build an informed and engaged electorate for today and generations to come. When We All Vote empowers their supporters and volunteers to take action through voting, advocating for their rights, and holding their elected officials accountable. Please visit whenweallvote.org to stand up for your rights, voting rights. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
We're not for everybody, but we're for everybody. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning about B.B. Moore Campbell's dream, NAMI Urban L.A., 20 years later. And we're still growing, still striving, and still offering help to our community in the area of mental illness and mental illness awareness. Before we came forward, but before we continue, I do need to do this. I need to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League, who for over 100 years have been educating and empowering African Americans and other minorities to secure economic self-reliance, civil rights, all power, providing targeted social programs and advocating for issues that benefit our community. So if you want to learn more about the LA Urban League, visit laurbanleague.org. That's laul.org. And you can find them on Facebook and Twitter at LA Urban League. So now that that's out of the way, I wanted to go back to you, Adrian, because I know when I mentioned trauma, there was something you wanted to add to that. And
yes.
Then we're going to go to our caller, Margaret, when you're done.
Sure. And I also want to say thank you, Jackie, for calling in and sharing your testimony. Hopefully that would encourage other families. But it's so important that we do discuss trauma, because oftentimes people don't connect that to how mental illness or emotional episodes can take place. As a people, I mean, we've gone through a lot of trauma, as you notice, and sometimes people don't want to recognize our pain, mm-hmm. our suffering, and sometimes we don't even realize how much we have suffered in pain. And any trauma will cause dis-ease in the body. It causes cortisol, a hormone to spike up in your system. And for our people, oftentimes we're in a state of hypervigilance, that fight or flight. We're always looking around or trying to be careful or mindful of where we are. And that causes disease in the body, which causes your immune system to deplete. And that's how disease, you know, happens sometimes in the body. So it's so important that we talk about that and honor the fact that, you know, we are human beings, full human beings, and we need a healthy life, you know, and an environment all around us, in us, around us.
When you were talking about not wanting to acknowledge, I'm thinking about
yes.
the political climate that we're
exactly.
in right now, where we have all these people telling us that there's nothing wrong with us. We didn't go through anything drastic.
We've been through so much. It seemed like it was slavery was being enslaved was horrible. But afterwards, that's when a lot of the lynchings took place.
Exactly.
After the official enslavement of people, and then all the Jim Crow. So it's continuing in different forms. And, you know, it needs to be acknowledged. And for us to know that, you know, we need to balance that out. Mm-hmm. It's so important. We had a Cerebona Healing Circle, which was developed partly through the Association of Black Psychologists, where we have a safe place as a people to heal and talk about what's going on with us and find strategies from our cultural values to help us to heal as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go to Margaret, who's been holding patiently on line two. Margaret, welcome to Urban Family Focus. Are you there, Margaret? I see the line lit, but she's not picking up. So, Margaret, if you're there, you might want to hang up and call back if you can't hear me.
So we're gonna, hello, can
okay.
you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome to Urban Family Focus. Did you have something you wanted to share or a question for our audience?
I just wanted to thank you for bringing and highlighting to the community the necessary services that we need to continue to be productive. I heard earlier on the show that you recommended that we go to our general practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a loved one. I am an older parent. My loved one is in their 40s. And I went to my doctor because I was having serious medical conditions behind learning about my daughter's mental conditions. And it was my doctor that referred me to NAMI LA
mm-hmm.
so that I could learn how to manage myself, so that I could educate myself how to manage my daughter. So by attending the NAMI LA classes, I have learned so much, and I have been so instrumental in advocating for her wellness by what I learned through NAMI. And if I hadn't learned that through NAMI, I would have been helpless because I didn't even know how to grasp the system. The educational classes that NAMI provides teaches the loved ones how to move forward in helping our loved ones that are in distress. And that information is absolutely valuable. And if I hadn't gone to my doctor with high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and really sick, I would have never learned about NAMI. Never learned. So So basically, NAMI saved my life and is helping me advocate to help my daughter receive services that she denies she doesn't have a problem. And I think the educational component is just absolutely necessary, and I'm glad you're getting it out there.
Well, thank you so much, Margaret. And what you said, we want to highlight a little bit, because I don't care what condition you're dealing with. If you are a caregiver for anybody, an Alzheimer's patient, somebody who has cancer, the best thing that caregivers can do is self-care.
Yes,
you have
absolutely.
To take care of yourself first. Because if you break down, the whole system breaks down. And your doctor was right by steering you to NAMI, because that's where you got your self-care. That's where you were able to learn more about what was going on. Because if you can't take care of yourself, if you don't get the proper self-care, you're going to have two folks with trauma going
yes.
on in the house.
Yeah, you can't give on empty.
That exactly right. So thank you so much for that comment, Margaret, and we've had two examples today, and these are just examples of the hundreds and thousands of people that have been impacted by NAMI nationally, and particularly NAMI Urban LA, getting that information that we need. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left here in our discussion today. And Ellis, I know you've been listening, and I think you're still on the line. Is there anything you'd like to contribute at this moment in time before we close things out? We got about 4 or 5 minutes to get it all in. So, Ellis, anything that you want to comment at this point would be a good time.
I think the audience should understand that mental illness is, as you said earlier, the same as physical illness. If you have diabetes, you go in and you take care of it, and you're not ashamed. And it's the same thing with, with mental illness. You have to make sure that you, take care of yourself, get the help you need, and that's what NAMI Urban Los Angeles is around for. And I like to end with one of BB's favorite sayings. It was like, "Ring the bell if it still can ring, to get your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." And I think that we should use that as our mantra as we go forward to help our loved ones and not be ashamed. What we're trying to do is erase the stigma of mental illness. And I know in a minority community, it's a little more difficult because we're already stigmatized of being a minority. But it's important for us to make sure that we take care of ourselves. And as I said, mental illness it should be treated the same as you treat any of your other physical diseases.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ellis, for your contribution and being with us today on Urban Family Focus. Before we get out of here, we've got 2 or 3 minutes left. We want to make sure that the community knows about the upcoming events that NAMI has planned for us. This is National Minority Mental Health Month, and we want to make sure that we let everybody know what's going on. So, Adrian, give us the rundown of the events that are happening this month.
Sure, absolutely. So, as I mentioned before, start on Monday, we will have a free community QPR suicide prevention training. Go to our website, and you will be able to just log right on in. It's free. It is at 12 noon. On Thursday, July 20th at 5 p.m., we're having an offering for our Spanish-speaking community. And some people forget that there's Afro-Latin folks,
absolutely.
African-Latin folks. So for our Spanish-speaking community, it's all in Spanish on July 20th at 5 p.m. And then the big event, our celebration on July 29th is going to be at the Community Build Garden right in Leimert Park. We're celebrating 20 years of education, advocacy, and support. And we're having music, we're having food, we have an artist, and we're having a panel discussion as well, and maybe something for the children. So we really want everyone to come out July 29th between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. where we are going to celebrate the work of NAMI B.B. Moore Campbell and all that she has done and how her work continues through us. Please join us for a free family community event.
We're celebrating BB's dream 20 years later, all month long.
Yes.
It's right here in the heart of Leimert Park. We only got a minute left, Harold. Closing comment.
Yeah, I just want to say, all of the things that NAMI Urban LA has done has been built on the work that was done by those 6 African-American ladies that we mentioned at the top of the show. And our big motivation is we can never do less. We must always do more. We must continue to build on that legacy that was there. And we're inviting the community to get involved with NAMI Urban Los Angeles. We're there to, you know, help promote mental health in the community. And we ask everybody to get involved. So we look forward to seeing you at our event on the 29th. Thank you very much for tuning in.
And that website?
The website is www.namiurbanla, all one word, namiurbanla.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us today, Harold and Adrian. We'll see you next Saturday on Urban Family Focus.